We gotta use that hurt. We gotta use, you know, I wasn't the only one. I was the vocal one. I was the one that came out of the changing room, and it's not nice to speak to reporters and press straight after the disappointment of losing in the manner that we did. But I had to do that. Maybe I was a bit disrespectful to my players, and I apologise for that. But I have to understand that, you know, we can't accept that. We're all hurting. We're all disappointed, but we got to make sure we channel that hurt and disappointment now on the performance, and performance is key. You know, we got to pick points up, we got to pick them up quick. But over the last 2 days, we again have prepared for a game that we're confident that if we're anywhere at ourselves, we can get a positive result, as anybody can in this league. But we certainly approached the game, trained well today. Got guys well recovered yesterday, trained well today, and as I say, just use the disappointment of the last couple of games they push on and try and get a couple of months between now and the end of the season.
And obviously Waterford have been Jekyll and Hyde, but they've been more Hyde, to be fair to them.
They've been very good. You know, they've had to deal with a lot of setbacks this year. Obviously I think they're on their third manager. They obviously had disappointments of not knowing whether there was contracts there for them and during lockdown, and you know, they've regrouped and shown a real good spirit, and to be fair, the club have made some really good signings, and you know, there's a lot of players there playing extremely well. But we've got to acknowledge what their strengths are, we've got to make sure that we nullify their strengths, but we also have to, as a football club, try and find weaknesses that we feel we can exploit, and I'm sure they'll be doing the same with us.
And what do you like with your squad for tomorrow night?
Squad's filling as we go. You know, a lot of players have played 2 games in three or four days, so we'll assess that, but there's still a few players that just aren't there in terms of their full recovery. Ali will probably miss out again. Gerardo, we'll see how he is tomorrow. But again, with 10 days, 14 days after this, they get the guys that are on the comeback from injuries. We've got a bit of time on our side after this game to get them ready.